Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to say at the top of the hour, Devil Radio has an app, a new app that you can download from the App Store or from our website. You can take Devil Radio everywhere you go, listen to all your favorite shows, and be sure to download the app. Okay, where to start? Whenever we start a Monday show, we've had 3 days of history that have been made, and we haven't talked about them yet, so let's jump right in. The Trump fever is sweeping the country in the Republican Party. Ohio Republicans just censured Representative Anthony Gonzalez. Anthony Gonzalez, former pro football player. Guy can take care of himself, but he was one of the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Donald Trump. You know, that's a sick party. The 10 people who voted to impeach Donald Trump were patriots. They impeached him because he ginned up a crowd, lied to him, got him to attack the Capitol, go hunting for Mike Pence to hang him, go hunting for Nancy Pelosi to murder her, murder members of Congress. One of them got shot to protect the Congress people. One of them got shot. Another got trampled to death. Another insurrectionist, a woman, got trampled to death. One of the officers got stabbed with a pole, the other, several others, beaten over the head with lead pipes. One had a stroke right afterwards. This is Donald Trump. Anthony Gonzalez, former football player, can take care of himself. He's been hit hard in football, and he's hit hard. This time, the flakes of the Ohio Republican caucus, the party itself, voted to censure him. Well, good luck. I got news for you. Hope Gonzalez runs again. He's a Republican, but I hope he runs again. Man of integrity, and good luck to any hack that they put up who goes in and tries to beat this guy. You know, there's another hack, Mo Brooks of Alabama. You ever heard of Mo Brooks? Mo Brooks was the guy. You may not remember this. But when the Republicans ginned up this idea to attack the certification of the election on November 3rd, it required somebody in the House and somebody in the Senate, at least one in each, to be able to give the objections and then require votes on each state that was objected to, which tied things up for a long time, tied them up for a long time. They don't just let one nut do it. It has to be a nut in the House and a nut in the Senate. And right up to the end, nobody, since everybody knew it was not a rigged election, Joe Biden won by 7 million votes. The pathetic thing is, you know what their mantra is now is, Trump got 74 million votes, more than any Republican's ever gotten. That's a true statement. Let me make another true statement. Joe Biden got 81 million votes, which is more than any president neither party ever got. They're crazy is what they are. But anyway, Mo Brooks of Alabama was the guy who said, yeah, I'll object to the certification. I'll lie and say that there was something wrong with the election. And then, of course, you had Josh Hawley on the Republican side. He's the guy that gave the fist encouragement to the insurrectionists as he went in, pumped his fist at him. You're my guys. Go ahead and kill somebody. Attack a cop. Hang Mike Pence, beat Nancy Pelosi to death. You're my guys. And then when the two of them joined up that way, it meant that there's a lot of time going to be spent in Congress debating the various attacks on certification when it was really a ceremonial exercise. They should have dressed Mike Pence up to look like Paul Revere with a tri-cornered hat and velvet pantaloons. I mean, that's really what this is all about. It's a ceremony. People have said, and this is being investigated, that these members of Congress deliberately did this to delay the vote, to keep people up there, to give the insurrectionists time to get up and kill one of them. That's why you had some of them giving tours of the Capitol the day before, even though it was closed to visitors, pointing out where the various offices were. That's why you had Lauren Boebert, the nut from Colorado, tweeting out in the middle of the insurrection, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. Word, guys, she's not here now. Go where she is. That's being investigated. Some of these Republicans in Congress, if this is borne out, should be criminally charged. Criminally charged with conspiracy to foment an insurrection. Anyway, Mo Brooks of Alabama. You know, it's hard to say who the worst member of Congress is. You have so many. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Nunez, Gomer, Gossert, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M., Jordan, Matt Gaetz. I mean, as long as he's in Congress, before he goes to prison. There's a lot of pieces of work, a lot of bad people. But Mo Brooks is one of the worst. And Mo Brooks has been sued by Congressman Eric Swalwell. He's been sued by him over the January 6th insurrection. Swalwell had a great idea. Swalwell is that member of Congress from California. He's originally from Iowa. His father was a police officer in Iowa. He's a very good guy. Congressman from California, Eric Swalwell, sued Mo Brooks for helping to gin up that conspiracy that threatened to take the lives of all these people and cause a lot of damage. And Eric Swalwell has standing to sue, because he was one of the targets of the insurrection. Mo Brooks is devising a tactic, a stupid tactic, that very low-rent individuals in litigation sometimes employ. And that is, he's avoiding service of process. Now, what does that mean? What it means is you can't start a lawsuit until the other party has a copy of the lawsuit, has a copy of it, and knows what is being alleged against him. I mean, you can file it, but it doesn't do any good unless you serve him with process, it's called. Serve the other party with process. And some, you know, very, very, people down in the dregs sometimes hide, they skip around, and they dodge the process server, usually a sheriff's deputy or private process server. You'd think that Swalwell could just walk up and hand it to Mo Brooks on the floor of the chambers, but you don't serve process if you're one of the parties. It has to be an independent individual. And there are also rules about not serving people with process on the floor of the chamber of the House. This tactic was used back in the 60s. There was a gentleman named Adam Clayton Powell, who was a congressman from Harlem, who was being sued for a defamation by a woman who claimed that he libeled her, defamed her, because he called her a bag woman. And he had a house down the Caribbean somewhere, maybe the Virgin Islands. So he would stay down there 6 days a week and come back to New York only on Sundays, because New York had a law that you couldn't serve somebody with process on a Sunday. He'd do his business and he'd fly back. I mean, that was extreme. However, There are procedures that Swalwell should keep in mind, and I'm surprised if he hasn't thought about it. One of them is, he did send what's called a waiver of service of process. What's customary is, before you send a sheriff's deputy or a private process server to, you know, harass somebody, you send them you can send it by mail. You send them a waiver of service. It just says, here's the complaint against you. We know you're there. Just sign that you waive service of process, and that's cool. Most people do that because most people don't want people hanging around their porch or jumping out of the bushes to hand them stuff. And Mo Brooks wouldn't sign it. But there's something else that Eric Swalwell can do. It's called service by publication. If a guy's hiding, goes to a cabin somewhere where you don't know what it is, and he hides out so he can't be served with process to start the lawsuit, what you do is you publish it in what are called newspapers of record. And there are several in the DC area, and there are several in Alabama where this guy lives. It just says, take notice. Mo Brooks got sued for ginning up an insurrection that cost people's lives, threatened Eric Swalwell and other members of Congress. And here is a copy of it. You can have a copy by doing this and that. And then you publish it several times, and he is served. They can't go right do that. You got to try first. Well, Swalwell has tried plenty. But I want to just highlight how low life it is, how low rent it is for a member of Congress, to pretend that he can't be reached to be given a copy of the complaint. What kind of a low life tactic is this? Stupid tactic. Everybody knows what the complaint says. It's been mailed to him, and soon it'll be published. That's what he wants. Fine. It'll be published. But this is a typical sneaky, weird thing from the QAnon wing, the pro-QAnon, pro-Trump, pro-right wing of the Republican Party. I have no idea if Mo Brooks officially says he's for QAnon, but he supports Marjorie Taylor Greene. He opposes Liz Cheney. He worships Trump. He's bad news. Very bad news. Keep your eye out for the lawsuit by Eric Swalwell against Mo Brooks. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.